Hello and welcome to the first video in this four-part series designed to show you how to create your first Windows Store app. This series is based on the Create Your First Windows Store App step-by-step tutorials found at dev.windows.com and is divided into four parts. This video is part one. We'll be creating a simple Hello World Windows Store app using XAML with Visual Basic or C#. We'll show how to create a new project, add a basic layout for a page, handle a button click event, switch between light and dark themes, and how to create your own custom style. In part two, manage app lifecycle and state, we'll discuss the app lifecycle and we'll extend the Hello World app by storing app data in Windows roaming settings and saving session state data using the Suspension Manager class. Part three, navigation, layout, and views, is divided into two separate videos. In the first video, we'll add a photo page to the Hello World app and we'll show how to navigate between pages. We'll discuss panel controls like the grid, stack panel, and canvas controls. And finally, we'll take a tour of the key features in Visual Studio for designing page layout. In the second video of part three, we'll show how to add an app bar for navigation, and we'll design a fluid layout for our photo page that works well in landscape, snapped, or portrait views. In part four, file access and pickers, we'll add code to the photo page to call the file picker API. We'll show how to data bind to properties of a file, and we'll revisit the app lifecycle from part two and show how to preserve access to a file for later use using the Storage Application Permissions class. I want to emphasize that the best way to learn is by doing. Don't just watch me write code. We designed this series so you can open up Visual Studio and follow along step by step. Before you start, to complete this tutorial, you need to have Windows 8 installed. A free 90-day evaluation of Windows 8 is available for download. You will also need to install a version of Microsoft Visual Studio 2012. You can download a free version of Microsoft Visual Studio Express 2012 for Windows 8, available from www.microsoft.com/express. You will also need a developer license. You can obtain a developer license by selecting a File, New Project, and building a Windows Store app, or directly from the Store menu, select Acquire Developer License. Acquire Developer License. Step 1. Create a new project in Visual Studio. To launch Visual Studio Express 2012 for Windows 8, I'm just going to type the letter VS to filter the list of apps, and I'll select VS Express for Windows 8, and that'll open up Visual Studio. From here, we're going to go to the File menu, and I'll hit Windows Plus to zoom in, and select File, New Project to bring up the New Project dialog. In the left pane, make sure we're selecting Visual Basic, Windows Store, and select the blank app XAML template. And with that selected, go down to the name property, select all the text, and we're going to name this Hello World. Now if you want to, you can change the location where we're saving the project, but you can just assume the default's fine. And go ahead and click OK to create our project. And let's switch to Solution Explorer and go through all the different files contained in the blank app project template. At the bottom is package.appx manifest, and that describes your app, including name, description, tile, start page, and so on, and lists the files that your app contains. Under the Assets folder, you'll find a number of images. This includes logo images like logo.png and smalllogo.png, which are displayed in your start screen, store logo.png, which is used to represent your app in the Windows Store, and splashscreen.png, which is shown when your app starts. It also includes XAML and code files for app.xaml and app.xaml.vb, which is the code behind file. And scrolling down here, we also see mainpage.xaml and mainpage.xaml.vb. And this is the default start page that runs when your app starts. These files are essential to all Windows Store apps using Visual Basic. Any project that you create in Visual Studio contains them. Replacing the main page. The main page in the blank app project template is based on the blank page template. It contains the minimum amount of XAML and code to instantiate a page. However, when you create an app for the Windows Store, you must do more. For example, even a simple one-page app must adapt to different layouts and views, save its state when suspended, and restore its state when it's resumed. The other project and page templates in Visual Studio include some additional code and helper classes that help you with view and state management. When you use the blank app project template, you typically replace this blank main page with one of the other page templates to take advantage of the layout and helper classes they provide. In this example, what we're going to do is delete this main page.xaml and replace it with a page template that uses, instead of the blank page, a basic page template. To do that, from Solution Explorer, just right-click on our main page, and what we're going to do is select Delete. and it'll just zoom out here, and it'll prompt us to delete our page, and I'll go ahead and click OK. Now let's replace it with the basic page by going to Project, and I'll zoom in here, Add New Item. In the New Item dialog, select Basic Page, and for the name for our file, replace Basic Page. We need to name it the same thing as our last page, mainpage.xaml. Now that we've named our file, go ahead and click Add to add it to our project, and notice what happens. Visual Studio shows a dialog with the message that the addition depends on files that are missing from your project. What we're going to do is select Yes to add these files. So from here, just go ahead and click Yes, and Visual Studio is adding several utility classes under our common folder. Now notice here, we'll actually see a message from Visual Studio saying to build the project to update the design view. And we need to click Build, Build Solution, that's Build Solution here, to be able to see our file in the designer. Our project builds, and we should see our app directly in the Visual Designer. Step 2, start the app. At this point, you've created a very simple app. If you want to see what it looks like, press F5 to build, deploy, and launch your app in debugging mode. Or we can press this button right here. Notice that the default splash screen appears first, and then your app appears. It contains a blank screen in the title, My Application. There's no button or command to close the app. You can use a close gesture, which if you see if I bring my mouse to the very top and drag it down, that would be the close gesture, or Alt plus F4 to close it. But you typically don't close Windows Store apps, as we discuss more in Part 2, Manage App Lifecycle and State. From here, let's press the Windows key to go to the Start screen. Now if we scroll to the right, we'll notice that deploying the app adds its style to the latest group on the Start screen. To run the app again, we can tap or click its style directly on the Start screen, or press F5 in Visual Studio to run it in debugging mode. It doesn't do much yet, but congratulations, you've built your first Windows Store app. To stop debugging the app, press Alt-Tab to return to Visual Studio. And in Visual Studio, you can either click the red Stop Debugging button directly here, or from the Debug menu, select Stop Debugging from here as well. And let's go ahead and select Stop Debugging to stop debugging our app. Step 3, modify your start page. From our Solution Explorer, let's collapse some of these folders so that you can see the app.xaml file, and just double click it to open it. I'm going to hide our output window by just clicking Auto Hide, and increase the zoom at the very bottom here to 140% so you can follow along a lot better. App.xaml is where you declare resources that are used across the app. This file contains a resource dictionary that has a reference to standard styles .xaml in your common folder. StandardStyles.xaml provides a set of default styles that gives your app the Windows 8 look and feel. Now back in Solution Explorer, you'll see that we also have a code behind page, and that's app.xaml.vb. Let's go ahead and just double click that file to open it. And like before, I'll just increase our font size here to 140% and hit Shift-Alt-Enter to full screen this code. And what that does, if we just search for full screen at the very top of our page here, we'll see there's a keyboard shortcut, Shift-Alt-Enter, and I'll be using that throughout the tutorial. So with that, I'll go ahead and click that, and we full screen our code. And the next thing I'm going to do is right-click, select Outlining, and we're going to collapse to Definitions. And notice that our app.xaml has two methods that handle activation and suspension of the app. The first one is onLaunched, and the second one is on suspending. And we'll cover these in much more detail in Part 2, Manage App Lifecycle and State. The point here is that the XAML file that we saw earlier and the code behind this file are combined together to make a complete class. And this app.xaml file is the entry point for your app. Let's exit our app.xaml and go back to Solution Explorer. And from here, select mainpage.xaml and double click the file. And I'll zoom out. And what we see here is both a designer view and a XAML view representing the contents of mainpage.xaml. You can add elements directly using the XAML markup down here, or you can drag and drop controls, say from the toolbox, onto the design surface. Now double click on the XAML button here to open the XAML in full screen mode, and let's just set our zoom to 140%. And the first thing you'll notice is that our mainpage.xaml is a layout aware page. This class extends the base page class and provides methods for navigation, state management, and view management. And switching back to the design view, you'll notice that it also includes some built-in controls like a back button and a page title. Just like with our app.xaml file, we'll go to Solution Explorer and expand mainpage.xaml to double-click on the xaml.vb file. I'll just zoom in here to make this a little easier to read, and we'll full-screen this. And this code behind it is where we add our app logic and event handlers. Now what I'm going to do is just collapse some of these comments here, and we'll notice that the basic page template includes two methods where you can save and load state. Modify the start page. Now let's go ahead and add some content to the app. So we'll exit out of full screen mode, and we're going to switch to our mainpage.xaml, or from Solution Explorer, double click mainpage.xaml to open it. To change the page title, select My Application, and we have it selected here. In our property window, make sure Page Title Text Blog is selected. And under the Common category, notice that we have a text property with a green property marker. The property marker is green to indicate that it's set to a resource. Go ahead and left click on that and select Edit Resource. And I'll just zoom out here, and we get an Edit Resource dialog box. And let's change the text to Hello World. And go ahead and click OK. Notice on our designer we see Hello World, and if we look at the XAML code, and let's just click this little button here to see it on split pane, and with the text block selected, notice if we go to the text property, it's set to a resource named app name. Switching back to our property menu, if we want to go to where that's defined, left click on that property marker and select go to source. And what that's going to do is in Visual Studio jump directly to the XAML code where that source is defined, and we see its key is app name, and our string hello world is defined. The next thing we're going to do is add some controls via the XAML editor. So just on the XAML editor, double click this to full screen our code, and I'll hit Shift Alt Enter so we have as much real estate as possible to add XAML. Now all of our UI code is going to live within this grid, and this second grid is the back button and page title, so let's go ahead and collapse that. Let's also, on the Visual State Manager, just collapse that as well. And in between these two, we're going to add our page UI. So let's add a stack panel control. And I'll hit Tab to let Visual Studio complete here. And we're going to say what row it lives in. And we're going to say it lives in row 1, which is the second row, as defined here. We're going to set a margin property, which gives us space on each side. And these spaces go clockwise, so it will be 120 to the left, 30 on top, and then 0 on the other two sides. And within the stack panel, we're going to define a set of controls. The first is a text block, and that's going to be a label, and what we want to tell people is ask them what your name is. Let's say, what's your name? And directly underneath that, we're going to add a stack panel control. We'll set the orientation to horizontal, so anything within here will go left to right, and we'll set some margin, some white space, on just the top and bottom, so the left will be 0, 20 on the top, right will be 0, and 20 on the bottom. Let's add a couple different controls here. The first one's going to be a text box, and we're going to name this name input. And we'll just define a width of 300, and we'll set horizontal alignment equal to left. And next to our text box will be a button control. And we're going to set the content of this. And what we're going to do is just say hello, but we want the word hello to be in quotes. So we're going to use ampersand Q-U-O-T to show a quote. Hello, ampersand Q-U-O-T. And then I'll display the word hello in quotes. And let's just add an end tag here. And directly outside of this stack panel, we're going to add one more text block. And let's add a text block here. And what this is going to do is display our greeting output. So we'll say name. We're just going to call this greeting output, and we'll just end our tag. And we'll talk more about XAML layout in part 3, navigation, layout, and views. For now, let's exit full screen mode and click F5 or run here to see our new UI. We can type in our text box, we can type hello, for example, but of course clicking the button doesn't do anything. In the next steps, we're going to create an event handler for the button's click event that will display a personalized greeting in that greeting output text block. We'll add the event handler code to the mainpage.vb file. Let's Alt-Tab back to Visual Studio and click Stop. Step 4, create an event handler. In this step, we're going to add an event handler to the button's click event. And in that event, we'll get the user's name from the name input text box and use it to display a greeting in the greeting output text block, using events that work for touch, mouse, and pen input. Because they can run on a variety of devices, design your Windows Store apps with touch input in mind. Your app must be able to handle input from a mouse or a stylus. Fortunately, events such as click and double tap are device independent. If you're familiar with Microsoft.NET programming, you might have seen separate events for mouse, touch, and stylus input, like mouse move, touch move, and stylus move. In Windows Store apps, these separate events are replaced with a single pointer moved event that works equally well for touch, mouse, and stylus input. To add an event handler, go to our button control, and in the properties menu, we're going to zoom in, make sure the button is selected, and click on the events button to list the events for the button control. At the very top is a click event, and we're going to create a new event by just calling this button_click. And press enter. And if I zoom out, what you'll see is Visual Studio has automatically built a function event handler for button click using that name. And if we switch back to our main page.xaml here, just select that, and back in our XAML for our button, you'll notice that what's been added is this click event handler that points to button_click. To navigate to this event handler, just put your mouse within it, right click, and select navigate to event handler. What you'll notice is Visual Studio will jump you directly into the button click event handler. So let's add some code to set the greeting output text property. And we'll set this to hello. We'll just append a string here. And we're going to reference the name input text box and get the text property. And then just append an exclamation point at the very end. All right, we've written our first line of code. Let's go ahead and click F5 or run here. We see our page, and let's just say somebody special. I'll click our say hello, our event fires, and we see our hello somebody special for our greeting output text block. Okay, let's press Alt Tab, switch back to Visual Studio, and stop debugging. Step 5, style the start page. It's easy to customize the look and feel of your app. By default, your app uses resources with a dark style. The system resources also include a light theme. Let's try it out and see what it looks like. To switch to your light theme, from Solution Explorer, double-click on app.xaml to open it up. And to set the theme for an application, we're going to set this as a property up here. So within this application tag, we're going to set an attribute, and we're just going to start typing. We'll see a requested theme, and we're going to choose light. And I'll go ahead and just bring this letter up here. So there's our final code that should launch the light theme. Let's go ahead and run our app here. And notice the style of our controls has changed, including the fonts and even the color of the button. Which theme should you use? Whichever one you want. For apps that mostly display images or video, we recommend using the dark theme. And for apps that contain a lot of text, we recommend using the light theme. If you're using a custom color scheme, use the theme that goes best with your app's look and feel. Using standard styles. Let's Alt-Tab back to Visual Studio and click Stop. And earlier we mentioned the standard styles.xaml that includes a number of different text styles. What we want to do is apply those styles to our text blocks. So go back to Solution Explorer, and what we're going to be doing is working within mainpage.xaml, so just double click, and place your mouse in the What's Your Name text block, go to the Properties window, and make sure that we are seeing Properties, not Events, Properties here. And there's two ways you can do this. You can go down to the miscellaneous category, or just search Properties, and I'm going to search for Style, and this will give me a list of all style properties. And here we see our style property. And notice there is currently no style, but if we click the property marker, what we can do is select local resource, and from here select a number of the built-in styles from standardstyles.xaml. For this text block, we're going to select basic text style. And notice what's happened to our code is that we've added that style that points to the basic text style. And let's do the same thing with the greeting output text block. Put our cursor within here to make sure that we're selecting the property for the greeting output text block, and scroll down to our style, select the property marker, local resource, and go up to basic text style and select that as the style. You should now see the basic text style property set within greeting output. Let's click F5 and run our app here. And we'll just say somebody special. And there we see our basic text style applied to those two text blocks. Let's Alt-Tab back to Visual Studio and stop debugging. Creating your own styles. You can customize the look and feel of your app by creating your own styles. Here, we're going to create a new style and apply it to the greeting output text block. With our greeting output text block selected, go to the Properties window, and under Style, click the property marker, and this time we're going to select an option to convert to new resource. And what this is going to do is create a copy that we can totally customize based on the basic text style. So select Convert to New Resource. We see a dialog here. And we're going to name our resource here Big Green Text Style. By defining it in Application, it'll add it to our app.xaml. So go ahead and click OK. Now that it's created, what we want to do is edit it. So let's go back to our Property window here. And in the Property marker, select Edit Resource. And let's full screen this. And here we see our Big Green Text Style. And it's inherited a number of the different properties for the basic text style. Let's go ahead and change the foreground color from this theme brush to instead, let's say, green. And hit Enter. And let's replace this with 36 as the value for the font size. And let's exit full screen mode and just run our app here. Now let's type in a greeting. We'll say somebody special. Say hello. And our greeting is now displayed in large green letters. Congratulations, you've completed part one, create a Hello World app. In part two, manage app lifecycle and state, we'll discuss the app lifecycle and we'll extend the Hello World app by storing app data in Windows roaming settings and saving session state data using the Suspension Manager class. Mm-hmm.